This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
So, have you read the Bible this morning yet? Oh, we don't have to look so guilty. Maybe you're going to do it a bit later on today. That's okay. I was just curious. Did you use your good old paper Bible? Did you? Did you grab? Is it one of those that you scribble in and draw lines and highlight and have a wonderful relationship with it like that? Or you want to ahead and do it using an app on your phone? You do have an app. Which app are you using? Is it YouVersion? Well, if it's YouVersion, I can tell you, you're one of the 11 million people that downloaded every single month onto their smartphones, with 14 million daily users, is what YouVersion have been telling us from back in 2024. These are big numbers, and it's such a pleasure to be able to talk about it with Nkobile Nkobu. Are you stretching me today, you guys? And Nkosinathi Kotse, good morning, the two of you. Great having you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so I've introduced you. Would you tell us your involvement? Let's start with you, sir, your involvement with YouVersion.
Well, with YouVersion, I am what you call a partnership manager.
Okay.
So that essentially means that I nurture relationships with churches, ministries, and organizations so that they can use the YouVersion platform, be on there, and then submit Bible plans as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Nkobile, you're the South African hub leader. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, well, I have the honor to be able to lead our new South African team for YouVersion locally. And so that means that I get to engage with ministries and partners and business people, just anyone really interested in having people grow in knowledge of scripture and intimacy with the Lord. And so we have a great local team here that started, and our goal and our joy is to be able to tell people that they can create plans to be on the Bible app and to help more local plans be available on the app.
Yeah, and this is an interesting thing about the plans. Now, you think, oh, YouVersion, oh, I'm going to download it. Oh, today I want to read from Matthew 11, and then we read the Bible. That's one thing, and that's great, and that's what it's there for. But the plans, I mean, even Radio K Pulpit are on YouVersion.
Come
so,
on.
So what exactly does that mean? How do these hubs work?
Yeah, well, the hubs are really around saying, look, we see that there is huge engagement with the Bible app in South Africa. We have over 26 million installs of the Bible app in South Africa alone. Those who use it daily will know that we also have an Afrikaans interface, and we're looking forward to be able to bring in more local languages into the app as well. And so with that, we say, hey, we would love to have more content that is speaking into the needs of people in South Africa. So what are people going through if there's a teenager about to write matric exams, or like people going through the daily struggles of like unemployment in South Africa? We know that local ministries and churches are at the heartbeat of what's happening on the ground. And we want to encourage them to be able to, you know, should the Lord call you, to create plans that speak into the local needs of people here.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about churches are always part of communities, people that have a lot in common. So we share a lot of commonalities. Mm-hmm. We see the world in similar ways. And so we kind of get attracted to these hubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of the things that you find on the app besides just the Bible, obviously? What are some of the other features that our listeners might not even know exist?
Well, a few of them I can tell you. Besides the Bible plans, you can have featured plans. You can also have sort of not just content from organizations, but you can actually have churches on the platform. So, for instance, you can follow your own church page, your ministry page, but also, as you mentioned, K Pulpit is on the YouVersion app.
Yes.
So that means if someone's interested in content from YouVersion, from K Pulpit rather, you can go on YouVersion app, you can go on K Pulpit and find all their resources there. And obviously, there's verse of the day, your daily plans and daily reading plans and prayers. And so these are the things that allow us to have not only content, but it actually encourages people to be challenged and to seek intimacy with God every single day.
Yeah, so it's like walking with a friend. You've got the Bible, and it's like we have this in common. What do you feel about that? It's connecting yourself not just with the Word, but with people that share similar culture or a way of thinking and acting around the world. I'm very curious about this big milestone, Kobile, that's coming up. You want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, in November, we are going to be reaching 1 billion installs of the Bible app around the world. It seems like a crazy number. And it was just a few years ago that we reached 5 million installs. So you can see the increase in people's desire to engage with scripture more. You know, in South Africa, I mentioned that we're at 26, just almost 27 million million installs, and that number is increasing year on year. And so we want to celebrate that together. And so I think we'll speak a little bit about Global Bible Month. You mentioned it earlier as well. But that's our way of not just celebrating installs, because we want to remember that each install is somebody desiring to connect with God more.
Yeah, well said. I mean, it's not, this is not just yay, somebody's got our app. I mean, that's what you want. You want the app to infiltrate your life and to change your life for the better and ultimately have a relationship with Jesus. So it's more than just hooray for the install. I had a conversation a few years ago with Craig Rochelle. I mean, they've also got their downloads. They have a big counter they've got up in their head office in the US. And as well, whenever that thing ticks over for another download, then everybody cheers. Yay!
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's exactly what it is here. This is more than just the Bible. This is potentially somebody who's going to become a child of God, and that's really what this is all about. Let's talk about this Global Bible Month. I'd love to hear from both of you just your thoughts around the upcoming Global Bible Month. I mean, what does that mean apart from hopefully reaching or knowing that you'll reach that milestone? But there's more to it than that, surely.
I mean, this is really about unity in the global church. It's be able to partner with ministries around the world and say, hey, let us challenge each other to consistently engage with the Bible for 30 days. And so YouVersion is partnering with other ministries around the world, including Alpha, The Chosen, Bible Project, and many more.
That's big.
And we really want to challenge people to like go to globalbiblemonth.com and take the challenge. I was looking at the number this morning. We already have 1.5 million people who've signed up to the challenge. And so we want more to sign up. But really, this is celebrating the Word of God, celebrating the transformation that happens when we consistently engage with Scripture each day.
So here's a personal question, if you don't mind, Kosinati, like, how do you enjoy consuming the Bible? How does it look like for you when you have a quiet time?
Well, for me, I honestly prefer a physical Bible.
Sure.
So it's the phone is great, but I find that just having a physical Bible makes it the quiet time more deeper and more intimate.
Yes.
And so what I'll do rather is not just have the physical Bible, but after, let's say I'm in the taxi or I'm on my way to work, I'll have the digital Bible as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Have my earphones in and really just pray. And so it's literally that moment where I'm sitting alone and having a quiet time. The Bible speaks about the irimos, so when you're in the wilderness and just having a time where there's no distraction. And so if I'm using a digital Bible, for instance, and on YouVersion, it's usually on airplane mode and I'm just seeking God quietly.
I love the fact that there are all these translations, because my Bible's obviously here. This is the one, I don't have it with me. I usually have it in the studio. It's the ESV, and that's great. But then I'm thinking, I was this morning thinking, oh, what is that thing from Matthew 11 where Jesus says, there's the paraphrasing of it, to walk in the, and then I couldn't think of the verse at all. And then, luckily I found it. It was in the Message. So you have that access to all the different translations.
Absolutely.
So it's great for Bible study as well, and having your phone in your hand. What does your quiet time look like?
Oh, well, my quiet time is often in the morning, and I really enjoy the guided scripture moments because it's an opportunity to really like rest in a verse for that day and hear a message, and then usually having an action point for the day. Like, okay, how do I want to take this into the rest of my day? You know, I once heard a number of years ago, someone speaking about the Bible saying this book breathes life. And for me, being able to like have that moment of intimacy with the Lord, even if in that moment I might read something and be like, okay, I don't really know how this applies to me right now. You know, it's always a thing of like, okay, but I'm thinking about it in the back of my head. I know that the Lord is speaking to me through that anyway. And so, yeah, I really enjoy that.
One thing that's really great, I'm a dad, and years ago, and my son was much younger, we were visiting and we were staying over, and I suddenly thought, he was like, oh, I didn't bring your little Bible along and devotion that we were reading from, like, YouVersion, and opened it up, and then we were, there's some great stuff for kids in there as well, and even a few like animated things and whatever, and that was fantastic. So like, oh, we found this new thing. I didn't, it came, it, suddenly we realized we had it. We didn't even know we had it then. When we needed it, it was there. So it's got great content as well for kids in there.
That's
as
so
well.
Important, Brad, to mention that we don't just have the Bible app. We have the Bible app for kids. And Africa, really important, is we have the Bible app Lite, which is our data-friendly version.
Tell us about
that. And
we
actually, well, the Bible app Lite is the same as the Bible app. It's just low on data. So it actually downloads Bible so that when you open it, you're not actively using up your data. It's actually, we have a lot of installs in Africa. It's actually the most popular app across Africa for many different reasons.
So it's a separate app, so it's the YouVersion Lite, you say?
Bible app Lite. So Bible, if you go into the app store and you look at Bible app Lite, you'd find it and be able to download it. And essentially, it just downloads everything onto your phone, and you're able to use it offline.
Fascinating. Yeah. And there we go. I learned something brand new today, as I hoped I would. Let's just talk a little bit about this consistent Bible engagement and why that's important.
Yeah. You know, I think that I mentioned before just around, you know, the fact that connecting to God's word every day allows us to grow in intimacy with the Lord. I think you mentioned earlier, but this is a book that is hundreds of thousands of years old almost. And I think that this word is eternal.
Yeah.
And so when we are engaging with an eternal word, we're engaging with eternal truths. And if you think especially around like younger generations and their desire to seek truth, we know that this book has so many of the answers, that same questions that were being asked like 500 years ago.
Yeah.
Like when they're going into scripture, they're able to seek the answers in there. But also it provides a platform for conversation and small group. And that's one of the ways we see people using the Bible app. They do a plan in a small community group, and they're able to discuss and question together. On the app, you can connect to your friends and actually do a plan together and highlight verses and do the streaks together. All of that is around saying, hey, this book is allowing me to get to know the Lord and therefore get to know myself in a deeper way.
Oh, I love that. And the people listening, they're saying, okay, we need to know more. Where do I find this? Is it easy to get? Yes. Is it expensive? All these questions people are having as they're listening to us and saying, we want to get it on my handset. Tell us more about that.
Well, the app is totally free. So you go on your app store, whether that's Google Play Store or iOS, go download it. It's free. The nice thing, even with the Bible app Lite, if you're using it, you don't need to have data as well. So that's completely free. But the nice thing is that also with the YouVersion, the actual app, Bible app, you can actually download a few plans as well, go on the offline version and use it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to look forward to. Bible month and the big milestone. This is exciting. Somebody might be listening and saying, Radio Cape Pulpit on Bible app, on the hub. And they might be saying, but we'd be quite keen to do that for our church. How would they go about doing that?
Yeah. Well, you can go to our website, or feel free, you can even email me. I'm happy to give my email address too, which is mobile.novo@uversion.com. But if you go onto our website, you can say, you know, how can I become a partner?
Yes.
And there you can then load your church or your organization. Then one of our team, probably in Nkosi, will get in touch with you to
cool.
say, hey, I saw that you're interested, and help you begin to develop a plan for the app.
This is brilliant. Nkobile Nkobu joining us, South African hub leader of YouVersion. Kosanati Kotje. Thanks, guys. I love speaking to young people who are passionate and enthusiastic about the word and getting it out there and building community and wanting to see the young people and older, of course, just start to love the word more and get into it and be part of community. This is beautiful. I hope you're as excited as I am about what's happening. And if you haven't yet downloaded it, go ahead and download YouVersion, and you've got everything you need there, the Word of God at the at your fingertips, and a whole lot of challenges and streaks. That you had me at streaks. I'm one of those.
I can
try and beat last week. I'm competitive like
Come
that.
On.
So this is going to work for me. I'm going to go check out all of these things that I didn't even know were there.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to go and discover more of this for myself, and I hope you will as well. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, appreciate what a pleasure. You're so, so welcome. I just want to also say I was on the website, so if that's where you want to go, it can be easier, youversion.com, and you'll get everything you need there.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the thing that caught my attention was celebrating YouVersion to celebrate 1 billion installs during Global Bible Month, so we're getting excited about that. You want to say something?
Yeah, you can also go directly to globalbiblemonth.com
okay.
to see how you can take the challenge, and there you'll be directed to the Bible app as well. Yeah.
Global Bible Month. .com.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Two places for you to check out. Three places, actually, because you want to get that info from YouVersion.com, and then you want to actually go on your phone and download YouVersion. So you've got three things to do today. And we're so grateful. Thanks for coming in, guys, all the way from beautiful Stellenbosch.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.